Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get rolling, I've got a housekeeping note, and Larry does too. I wanted to alert people to the Prophetic Insider in the Twilight magazine. We get reports all the time that these magazines are the best ones out there. I'm not bragging. We really work hard. Patty works extremely hard digging up material for these magazines. They are really loaded with information you need to know about and documented and vetted. Anyway, Prophetic Insider, Twilight Magazine, both. They are free if you sign up to become a member, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff out there, too, as well, to become a member of our web, I guess you could call it web. It's not really a website, but it is. And anyway, Larry, you've got some housekeeping you wanted to do.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. I was just going to mention that I've got a new news flash system set up under the website. It's just LarryTaylorIntel.org. It's not the blog. It's separate from the blog and LarryWTaylor.org. And so this is basically what I did is set up a system to send everybody that signed up a news flash, and it's raw intel. It is not at all the blog material. The blog material is completely separate, except this is something I can send people really quick. I'm going to begin to incorporate earthquakes on it because we're seeing a lot of changes in the earthquake activity. And all you got to do is go to LarryTaylorIntel.org and sign up or follow any way you want to do it there, and you'll get them when they come out. Or you can just go there and check it, but you don't get a notice unless you sign up. But it's just separate, and I had somebody email me and said, why don't you provide the links with your stories or reports on the Intel Flash, not the blog. And the reason for that is this is a fast, quick way to send lots of raw intel without taking time to embed links and photos, et cetera. Go to the blog and you can look at all of that. But this is a system to send really raw intel quickly, so it's available.
Okay, good enough. I want to start with something here. It's going to take a little time to go through, I think, but it's probably the most important stuff as far as timelines go and what's happening, so that people understand why all this is happening. On Israel's Independence Day, Israel turned 74, they claim, on the 5th. Now, those who are believers that you do the things the way the Lord tells you to do it, the new moon didn't actually occur when it was supposed to. It was 2 days late. And so if God is using that calendar, then Israel will turn 74 on the 7th of May. Now, this is interesting because May 7th is the Sabbath or day of rest. Exactly 7 days later, guess what happens? we come to another Sabbath. And May 14th, 1948, was when Israel was established as far as the Gentile calendars go. And so we have two birth dates And I think the Lord did this on purpose so that we have a seven-day warning. And then we come to May 14th this year, which is also on a Sabbath, day of rest. Anyway, I want to get into something here that is really fascinating and I think kind of scary, actually, because the Lord says that his return is going to be, how do I say this? It's going to blindside everybody, and even his own people, basically. They are not aware, which sounds like it comes quicker than it does later, even though the delays are expressed in the scriptures. Anyway, here's something else that you need to know about. On Israel's Independence Day, lawmaker calls to build the third temple. Now, that's extremely important because there are a lot of folks out there that claim there's not going to be any third temple. That the third temple is actually the human body and mind. That's the temple. And so, therefore, there will be no real, literal, third temple. And, of course, the Bible says, yes, there will be. Not only will there be, but Antichrist is going to walk into the Holy of Holies in that third temple, showing himself that he is God. And I don't want to get into that part of it, but anyway, this is very, very fascinating because a lot of the people over there in Israel are waiting. The Orthodox Jews and everything are waiting for this third temple. And, of course, you've heard all about the Sanhedrin. You've heard about the sacrifices are to begin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway. Israel celebrates the 74th Independence Day. Flyovers, barbecues, and the Bible quiz goes the headline. So it's kind of interesting, properties of the number 74. Now in symbolism, it represents the absence of light, darkness. Now this is important because Jesus said gross darkness covers the entire planet as just before he arrives to take his church home. Anyway, what's also interesting is we discover that the name of Jesus and Lucifer add up each to 74 as a numerical value, and that's gematria. Adding it up, which makes total sense because, after all, Lucifer is the imitation of Jesus. So, and that's what we call Antichrist. Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Then somebody wrote in and said, if you took 74, now I haven't vetted this, so I don't know, multiply it by 9, and you'll have a total of 666. So I believe what we're watching is really kind of with Obama coming out the way he did, et cetera. We're getting very, very close to the 70th week. Now, 74 in Strong's is a very interesting number. The feeling of great fear, of terror, of death, anxiety, agony, the brand of struggle that emphasizes felt pressure. So it's not just mental agony. This is going to be felt pressure, experienced in an intensely personal way. The only other time that word is used, 74, is in Luke 22:44. Now that's interesting because Luke 22:44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. This is about Jesus Christ himself. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Agony. Agony. Now, what's interesting about agony is that what do people think the great hour of trial that Jesus Christ warned was coming is all about? It's to try them that dwell upon the whole earth. So I think that's kind of interesting. 70 years plus 4-year fig tree parable, we come to 2022. In 2023, which would be in September of this year, according to Israel's calendar, we should enter Daniel's 70th week. What's the 70th week? It's a time of agony, of trial, of really bad things going on, things that you and I have never experienced here in America. You've got to remember something about us in this generation that we live in. We have never really experienced any bad, real bad things. Well, I think we're about to. Larry and I will be talking about that because it's coming. It is coming, and it's called the hour of trial. That is to try all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Luke 21:34 through 36, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, when does one stand before the Son of Man? Well, actually, the first one is judgment, after you've completed the narrow way, which everybody denies now. In fact, I'm writing a blog on it. Jesus mentioned it I don't know how many times, and told us to enter in, and that has totally been rejected. We don't do that now. We just say a simple sinner's prayer, and we don't do any of what Jesus said to do. We classify that now as mythology, or it's a work, or it doesn't apply to us, or whatever. Anyway, 7 from 74 means complete. 4 means the world. So it implies that the church age is then over, sometime in 2022, 2023. Also note that 7 plus 4 equals 11, and 11 means judgment and disorder. What's Daniel's 70th week about? Judgment. That's what it's for. Judgment and total disorder. The disintegration of world civilization. Is the snare, then, the rapture of the church? That's a very good question. It is a worldwide event. It comes as a total surprise, meaning it is sudden, out of the blue, with no warnings whatever. And it leaves the world that is left behind totally stunned. What happened? What happened? Only those watching very closely will know it's close, even at the door. Revelation 3, 2 through 3. Be watchful. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Hold fast and repent. There's that dirty, bad, bad word for modern Christianity. Repent. If there is no repentance, there is no salvation. So anyone who claims to be a theologian who tells you we can't repent because it's a work of some type is just a liar. He's very deceived, and he's deceiving others. There are two types of repentance. One is of this world, and one is when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in judgment. That's the biblical repentance. If therefore, Jesus says, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, which is suddenly, unannounced. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it all ties into the arrival, whether people want to believe it or not. This is why the arrival, the fake arrival, is so important. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, I want to park on that one just a bit. Love of the truth, not love for the truth. If you don't have a love for the truth, you will never find the love of the truth. And what's the love of the truth? Jesus Christ. Divine agape, divine love. Revelation 12, Satan is cast down to earth. This will look like an alien arrival from outer space to seal up the lie of evolution and that the Bible is not true. Remember, Noah said that the aliens would no longer play games now, that they would come and reveal themselves, and the government would never reveal it. So they will reveal it on their own. That's what she claims. Now, we are getting some disclosures, but that's part, I believe, of the acclimation project, where they're softening up everybody that we are not alone and that we are going to have visitors. And, of course, those visitors are aliens from other planets who have come to help us out, when in reality they're fallen angels. They are shapeshifters, just like the Bible says they are. Anyway, Larry, any comment on that?
No, just it just tells people the lateness of the hour we seem to find ourselves in.
Yeah, I mean, 74. Folks, it really is a very, very important birthday for Israel. I believe it will be on the 7th and the 14th, like I said in the beginning. And I think that's very, very important, particularly with everything that's going on now. Larry, you had information about another Russian frigate, and a frigate is almost the same as a destroyer. It's just a lighter weight destroyer. What's going on over there?
Well, oddly enough, and it's been hard to keep up with today, information came out of Hal Turner earlier today, and at the time he said unconfirmed video sent to him purporting and showing a Russian naval ship believed to be the Admiral Makarov hit by missile and on fire in the Black Sea. And then also he reported that reportedly this ship has been hit by Ukraine missiles on fire. And that's all he could say at the time, and I haven't seen that he's updated that. However, after that, Texas News Studio put out an alert, and it was a real quick one, like about 5 minutes long. It was quick. The alert said that Putin's new flagship on fire in Ukraine, Neptune missile strikes near Snake Island, And so, oddly enough, just before the show, and I've been really trying to find more data on it, just before the show, Yahoo News posted a report, said second Russian warship, the Admiral Makarov, 409-foot Russian frigate, hit by missiles from Ukraine near Snake Island, near the Black Sea. Said reportedly Russian ship was hit by an R-360 Neptune anti-ship missile fired by Ukraine. And down below they said official report says the U.S., it's been confirmed now, the U.S. gave intelligence to Ukraine that was used to strike and sink the Russian Moskva warship, which was the flagship then. Apparently, Russia sent in a new flagship. And now, and the latest I've seen, and Yahoo News says from satellite videos that apparently this flagship been hit by Neptune missiles and is on fire, but they haven't said it sunk. So I guess we'll have to watch and see. But oddly enough, Stuart, and I really want your comment here, is something that I'd called you about, and we found right after this ship was hit. Listen to this, because you were talking so much about Israel and what's changing in Israel. Depkafile out of Israel, and this is the only place I've found it so far, says, and I have no reason to not believe it, actually, says Russian forces abandon its Syrian bases, ready to fly to the Ukraine war. Sources report bases that Russia occupied are now been given to Iranian, and when we say that, we're talking about the Iran's Revolutionary
Guard.
Quds Force.
Yep.
Yeah, and Hezbollah. So basically, this is with Russia pulling, and I'm assuming Putin's bringing everything to bear on Ukraine and Europe, and he's getting completely out of the Middle East, which will mean, Stuart, from my point of view, that either Israel will now feel the freedom to go after, maybe Isaiah 17, but go after all Syria, and that would also infuriate Iran and Lebanon and Hamas and others. But at the same time, instead of one powder keg, it looks like we're about to have two powder kegs.
Yeah, the way that is worded, they're moving everything into Ukraine, it appears. So that does abandon. So then Israel might just take advantage of that and say, well, no, okay, let's go in and get them. And maybe that's the Israeli mistake of Cliff High and his bots. Remember, he had a Israeli mistake, and we were never able to quite figure out, well, what was that Israeli mistake? Well, we may be staring at it. And if Russia puts all its troops, which I don't think is very wise, but they may do that, I would myself go into missiles and aircraft, and I would fight my war that way, particularly in Ukraine. I would knock out everything they've got. And with Ukraine now getting all its intel from the United States, we are basically now at war directly with Russia. And I don't know what Putin's going to do. He, so far, really hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, he's, other than killing his own troops. And I don't know whether this is just scripted the way it's supposed to go, or whether this is really a big surprise to the Russians. You know, we thought they were pretty much invincible, that they could take Kiev in a matter of hours, and that the Donbass region would be Russia's within days. Well, it hasn't worked out that way at all. So I don't know, Larry, what's really going on, but this is a very strange move, actually. to give all this over to Iran, basically, and Syria, and just we're not going to deal with it anymore. We're not going to spread ourselves thin. We are going to take Ukraine, which is only going to infuriate the West and NATO and bring in more problems. So I don't know. What do you think? I just think this is not good at all on any front.
Well, it's not any good news. And, you know, you were talking about the 7th and 14th. We've also been getting a very subtle hint of a date of May the 9th, which I suppose will be Monday. And there was rumors, and I can't vet this, but there's rumors out of Russia that Putin had pretty much decided to declare war, officially declare war, which opens up, he can draft all adults in Russia and put them to field. If he declares war on Ukraine, it'll be a Russia war versus Ukraine. And it gives him more latitude than what he's been using as a, let's see what the word it is,
special ops,
I think it's,
yeah,
is what he's been calling it. So we've got to watch Monday to see which way this goes. Of course, we know that recently Boris Johnson from England paid a quick visit to support Zelensky. And then, of course, lo and behold, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff go to Ukraine to give him their blessings. I read some intelligence, though, the other day that said that Russia had completely decided, they've done made their minds up, that when they go to war, and they do, if they do conquer Ukraine, that they'll immediately be at war with NATO. And so their plan, matter of fact, the last few days, they've actually had cyber launch. Now, I'm not talking about real ones. These are cyber launches, you know, like rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
But they've cyber launched nuclear missiles and took out the UK and Germany and France. And, you know, I suppose it even got Scotland and Ireland from what I heard in some of the graphs that were brought out of that. But I'll tell you what, Stuart, we're really, really close at something. And this strange move of pulling all the Russian forces out of the Middle East, I would say that that Putin may have decided at this time to focus on Europe. But now we do know, you know, and even the Torah Code seemed to indicate, though, that and Jerry Golden put out a really interesting blog not long back and said that the hooks were in the jaw now. And so Putin basically can't take Ukraine without involving Israel because they're too connected now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hooks in the jaws, Ezekiel 38:39, folks, if you're not familiar with it. And I believe that Ezekiel 38, we don't know what the sequence is. Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, Daniel 11, all of that. We don't exactly know what the sequence is for the Ezekiel 38-39 war, but it's got to be very, very close. And the reason we know that is because they burned the weapons of war for, and I would imagine that means fuel and everything else that they capture when they come against Israel. They burned that for 7 years. So that's the whole length of Daniel's 70th week. And they bury the dead, I believe it's 7 months. So there's a lot of dead bodies. What the Lord does is he takes the invading forces and turns them against each other. It's not new news. That's the way God usually does work. Anyway, not good news. And we don't know the twists and turns, like we've said. All we can do is monitor and watch. But the way all this stuff is escalating, and we went over some months ago all of the 2017 data and 2015 data, which 2015 was a 7-year warning for 2022. And people are not paying any attention to it, but they will be. They will be. That's all I can tell you. It's kind of like everything else that the Bible says. They don't really believe it. Switching horses. Oh, good. Hurricanes are getting so strong, we're going to need a Category 6. Now, what's interesting to me is many years ago in the Prophetic Insider, I posted what the experts were saying for category levels. Tornadoes would be changing and upgraded to many different levels. Hurricanes, many different levels, et cetera, et cetera. So here's this is what the article says. Here's a sign of where we are at with this whole climate change thing. Scientists are calling for new categories in order to accurately describe just how powerful and destructive hurricanes, and we could add tornadoes, are becoming. According to a report from USA Today, scientists are playing around with the possibility of introducing a new level to the hurricane wind scale, which is the system we currently use to rate hurricanes on a scale of 1 through 5. Well, it just so happens that, a year or two, 3 years ago, we actually did have a Category 6. They just didn't call it that. They just called it a very powerful Category 5 because they didn't really have, but it really was a Category 6. It wouldn't surprise me if we see categories all the way up to 10 before this is over. Super hurricanes. And very, very dangerous. But everything is changing and changing rapidly. Anyway, what do you think, Larry, about that? That's kind of odd.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. As a matter of fact, for people that haven't watched Oklahoma this last solid week to 8 days, 7 to 8 days or 9 days, we've been hammered with massive tornado activity, thunderstorms, severe weather. I mean, hail, big as softballs. I mean, and it's been ongoing. This is not like normal. I remember normally, and you do too, Stuart, when you usually had a front. They called it a storm front. And you know what? Yeah. It would come through, and then it would move on. Now, this stuff just almost like it vacations over you for I don't know how long, actually. And we're seeing that in the weather. We're seeing, as I mentioned before at the first of the show, that I believe the earthquakes are about to really take a step up, and so I'm going to begin to post those on that LarryTaylorIntel.org, that new system. And mm-hmm. also, probably, I'll have to begin to follow the hurricanes closer, and for sure, and I don't know if you saw my blog today, Stuart, the two images on my blog talking about the upswing in the sun activity. It is off
yes.
the scale. We just had, I think it was yesterday, or day before yesterday, we had 18 solar flares in 24 hours. It's so much, and if you don't follow it close, you don't even know what happens.
Yeah. Well, that is Ed Dame's kill shot coming around. We're getting to four warnings of it. Somebody did a Bible code. I put it in one of my videos or documentaries of how the Lord in the Bible code said he was going to use the sun to destroy civilization. And if you don't think that's true, go into the book of Isaiah, where he talks about the sun going into a mini nova. It gives off 7 times the light it does now, and the moon gives off the light of the sun. And that is when that's the time period when the Lord heals the breach he has between Israel and himself. In other words, he's binding up that breach. He's reestablishing the Davidic, Palestinian, and the covenants, and Abrahamic covenants with Israel. And this is all going to catch everybody by surprise simply because they're not paying any attention to any of this. They are so apostate that they have no clue what's really going on. The Bible is the most important book you have now. There is no other. Excuse me. I did want to mention, Larry was mentioning squall lines and fronts. When I was a pilot, some time ago. I retired some time ago from it. But I was flying the latest of jets and whatnot. And what was interesting to me was when I first started, if we found a squall line, you could climb up to like 25, 28,000 feet, and you could fly over all the thunderstorms. By the time I retired, you would have to climb up to 80,000, 90,000 feet to get through, which we don't have the aircraft to do it. And so many times at the end of my flying career, if we found a squall line that high, you had to just fly along it until you could find what we call the saddleback and then cross over that line. And it was getting much harder to find these saddlebacks. The weather is changing, and it's changing rapidly. And most people are not aware of it because unless it strikes you, and by the way, I got a question. Patty wanted me to ask everybody because she's noticed it. And I have now known, since she pointed it out, trees are dying all over the place. They're just falling down. A wind comes along 40, 50 miles an hour, and boom, the trees had just fallen over. Is that what you folks out there are seeing where you are? The trees do not look right. And I remember Red Elk and Native American prophecy says that the trees die. And I think it's Hopi prophecy says they start dying from the top on down. Now, I don't know if that's Hopi or not. But the point is, things are changing. I don't know if this is solar, cosmic radiation changes, as Cliff Heiss said. We're going to have all these weird energies coming in from the Milky Way galaxy as well as the sun. It's going to start changing, probably frequency changes as well. And we've gone over some of that, and it's very, very dangerous. And people, by the way, pay attention to your UV. Don't be running out in the sun. You may say, well, it doesn't bother me. I just get a sunburn. It's killing your skin underneath. So if you don't protect yourself from these high, high UV ratings, and I read an article where they said UVC, Stan Dale would be the expert on this, but I think it's UVC that is now reaching the ground, whereas before it stopped in the upper atmospheres. Now they say it's actually coming down to the ground. And what it does, it just burns up, gives you problems underneath the skin, which shows up. I mean, if the Lord were to, let's say, delay for 20 years, it will show up in your skin. I guess one could say you're going to be aging rapidly if you keep running in this stuff and you pay not any attention. They've got a scale for it. But I got a feeling they're going to be modifying UV scales as well. We are entering into a time period of intense, how do I say, magnification of things, like earthquakes, volcanoes, rifts opening up, sinkholes getting larger and larger, liquefaction of mountain ranges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You go on for an hour on all the different things. It's Cliff High pointed out sun disease. He also pointed out ocean disease. And these things are now beginning to happen. And it's just getting worse. What say you, Larry, on that? I just see it all over. Have you noticed anything about the trees dying down there?
Well, I've noticed more trees being blown over. It's like and this is just my take. It's almost like, Stuart, that a lot of the older trees have become old and decrepit, you know, like older people, and they fall over easier, if you know what I'm saying. And so with that being said, I wanted to say also that I have noticed the sun. Matter of fact, when I walk now, you know, I've had some trouble with a little bit of skin cancer on my head and face, and I have to wear what they call a mission hat. It's a hat that's reflective. It reflects the sun and stops the UV. And I've had to begin to wear clothing like that on my walks and my prayer walks to just, I guess, for self-defense. But with that being said, there's a lot of people that are claiming they don't feel good lately. You run into people everywhere that are sick. And if you'll remember, Stan Deo, he worked that anomaly off the Canary Islands where a lot of the UV was actually hitting the ground, and people were becoming radiated and sick. And so it could be. And remember, after, he was on our show one time and said that there was not – that was the South Atlantic anomaly that had moved up there and then moved back down. But he said there's going to be more of these open up.
Yes. Yep. I got some of that stuff on one of my documentaries about what happens when you get multipolar activity, and when it's not just the North and South Pole, folks. What happens is we start to have polar anomalies, and they start to multiply. You can have the North Pole, but 300 miles from it could be another pole, and then another pole. And they start to develop all over the Earth. And that is indicative of a magnetic pole shift, which probably precedes the literal pole shift of Isaiah chapter 17. But we are already noticing all of these signs of sun disease, and it's affecting people. Now you add in 5G, you add in the jab, and what the jab is doing to people's brains as well. And we're headed for total disaster. And I don't know what else to say to people about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that last summer, I began to find that the radiation or that was when it was stinging our skin and stuff, began to actually curl up some of the leaves on my plants. The top of the plants, they would be curled up like they were dying from the top down. And so this year, I can't help the trees, but I put a number of my gardens under the trees to protect them from the sunlight. So I'm trying to what would you say, adapt, if you will?
Yes. I don't know. Folks, I really would appreciate it. Enigma@trueinsight.com. If you would give your observations on these trees. They don't look right. They look like they're kind of sickly. And we took a drive here locally, and the trees are down all over the place. And a lot of them have lost their bark, too. And it just seems like an accelerated dying, and I'm curious whether this is sunlight or sun disease part of it, or whether we don't know what they're spraying on the chemtrails. Maybe that's what's causing all this. But I just noticed a huge acceleration. You look at a property 4 years ago, and it seemed fine and full of vim and vinegar, whatever you want to call it, and all of a sudden, and 4 years later, the trees are all falling over. Bark is coming off the trees. And this is all part and parcel, I believe, of what's coming. Another headline, setting the stage for FEMA camp purges. Biden calls mega Americans the worst terrorist organization in history. Now, here's communist Joe Biden telling people who believe in their Constitution, who believe in their Bill of Rights, who believe in motherhood and apple pie, that they are the world's worst terrorist organization. And yet, people just twiddle their thumbs. What are you going to do when the police show up at your door, take the kids at gunpoint, take the wife at gunpoint, if they don't rape her first, and put a bullet in your head because you would not stand up when you were supposed to stand up. It's too late now. I hate to tell people that. Way, way, way too late now. You're done. It's judgment. When the Lord brings judgment upon a nation, It's not a joke. And we're already beginning to see it through headlines. Here's another one. Terror alert. Abortion activists, this is from the Supreme Court, obviously, planning attacks on the Catholic churches over this weekend. And, Larry, what do you think? I think they're going to try anyway to get, like, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the rest of those people to really light off. But I'm wondering if, because people are so apathetic, and people like Soros have to pay these people to go out in the streets. Are we going to have a genuine revolution or just a Soros-paid revolution? What do you think?
Oh, I think we're going to have a revolution for hire. In other words, the rich men will pay for the revolution. And it's amazing, Stuart, that you can't get a rise out of the so-called the righteous people, the church people, the patriots. I mean, you can't get a rise out of them on anything particularly. And it looks like to me, and I've been watching this since Trump left office, Stuart, I've been watching really, really close, and it's like everybody has all their hopes dovetailed into the 2022 election and the 2024 election, not realizing that if Biden suddenly brings forth a bunch of folks that are paid to start their burning again in the cities, and he decides to declare martial law, you're not going to see any elections coming around the bend.
Yeah. And we got a lot of things going on. Here's a headline. The world faces unprecedented hunger crisis. Millions of people will be pushed into extreme poverty. Famine of God's word. This is the interesting part. Famine in God's word in America's pulpits will lead to literal famine and starvation in the United States. Babylon. That's absolutely true. There is no God's word in America's churches anymore. They're teaching lies if they teach anything. And we hear this from people who have gone out to search for a church which they could actually go visit and worship. They can't find one. One lady we know called up and said, she asked the pastor, well, do you preach what Christ actually said? Humana, humana, humana. No. He couldn't answer it. Well, why is that a church? It's not a church. It's just some sort of social gathering. It leads to eternal death, eternal ruin. I'm doing a blog right now. It's called Black Hearts. And I urge everybody to go read it and prove what I'm saying is absolutely untrue. It's all a lie. And I am a false prophet. Prove it. Don't prove it with your just made-up opinions. I want you to prove it by Scripture and Scripture alone. You tell me where God did not say it, where Jesus Christ did not say it, or he didn't mean it, or it doesn't apply. I don't think you can find one verse anywhere that says that. And so millions of Christians, good people, honest people, sincere people, have been lied to by their preachers, teachers, evangelists. Over and over and over again. And remember what Peter said to some of you people who are preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Your hell does not wait for you. It's open the door, and that's where you're going. You can laugh, and you can say it's not true. It is true. You have never stood before the Lord Jesus Christ in true judgment. You just haven't done it. It's obvious. Anyway, World Health Organization, 15 million, not 5 million, COVID deaths. Now, let's get one thing straight. These are not COVID deaths. These are jab deaths. And that's what's going on. Now, an expert said you got to multiply that by at least 40. And if you go by the VARS or whatever they call it system, you got to multiply that by 90. because they're lying through their teeth about what's really going on. Remember, this is a culling operation. This is what you would call a slow death operation. Why slow? Because if you started killing everybody immediately as soon as they took the jab, the whole world would start to rise up. No, this is really slow. Yes, it kills a bunch of people almost immediately, some a week later, some a month later. But now we're hearing of more and more coming along. CDC report admits 74.2 million people in the USA have not had a single dose of the vaccine. Ooh, yay for them. That shows how smart most Americans, well, some Americans are. They have refused it. And anyway, it's just too bad to watch. And I don't know, Larry, what do you think?
Well, to go along, and I'd like your opinion on this one, because you've studied a lot of Agenda 2030. But here's a new headline that just came out, and I found it in multiple places. The one I'm reading now is from Quail Alerts, and then Texas News Studio also put it out, and then another number of places begin to put it out. United Nations advances or announces Klaus Schwab, who you've talked about, of the World Economic Forum, and the UN General Secretary Guterres now have signed an agreement to accelerate Agenda 2030 and do it now. What do you think about that, Stuart?
Yep, I heard some months ago from an article, but I can't remember where it was, but they said that by 2023 they want to have this totally done, wrapped up. They've dropped 2030. Why have they done that? I think they know how many people this is going to kill, first of all, and number two, they cannot allow the American sheeples or the world's sheeples to rise up. So they've got to put a stop to it. And the only way you can put a stop to it is to do exactly what they just said. And that goes along with the Great Reset. You're trapped, folks. You are trapped. There's no way out of this except Jesus Christ himself. This is what is happening. Here's another one. Bill Gates assembles UN-run germ team to stop the next pandemic. Globalist vaccine drug pusher Bill Gates has unveiled his germ team, a supreme medical agency he claims will work with the UN-run World Health Organization to detect outbreaks and prevent pandemics. Well, how are they going to do that, folks? They put this stuff inside of you so they can monitor you. Remember on last program, I talked about this Harari character, number two guy, evidently, of Charles Schwab, or not Charles, but Klaus Schwab. Very, very interesting. Human beings are basically worthless eaters. And Jesus Christ is a phony. And the Bible is a phony. The whole thing is just trash, garbage. There's no truth in the Bible or Jesus Christ or God the Father or intelligent design. This man is so arrogant and so haughty, it's unbelievable that people even follow him. And yet he is very, very popular. He's a professor in Israel, of all places. Well, what about the Orthodox Jews? They believe in the Old Testament, the Torah. Well, that's just garbage. There is no such thing. It's all just a hoax. Yep, well, that's what he thinks. And they're telling you Psalm 2. He's articulating the final battle between Jesus Christ and Satan. And this guy represents Satan, as does Schwab and the rest of these people. They are the rich men of the earth. The Bible warns you about them in Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers, all of the rich men. That's who they are. If you go into the book of Enoch, it even talks about the rich men. And when they meet Jesus Christ, they evidently try to buy their way out of it, but it doesn't work. They're taken to hell. Anyway, This is interesting for Bill Gates because he's directly tied in to Schwab and Harari and the rest of these people. Who gave Bill Gates that authority to set up something like this? Who gave the World Economic Forum authority to do all this? Who gave our health departments the authority to take away your Constitution, trample on your Bill of Rights in the name of medical safety? Who gave them the authority? Did you get to vote on it, folks? Did you really get to vote on all this, whether you wanted it or didn't want it? Of course not. They just take this authority, and the only reason they're successful is because you accept what they say. You accept them as the authority when they are not an authority about anything. It's amazing what's going on here. And Gates is unveiling a digital medical tyranny run by a global body of unelected medical experts and bureaucrats who will tell you when you're sick and force you to take the vaccines or drugs they prescribe for you. What a perfect setup to kill off all those who do not accept the mark of the beast. It's Antichrist to its core. It's rising up right in front of your face. And you know what? Most people are going to embrace Antichrist, whoever he is. Doesn't matter if it's Bill Gates. Doesn't matter if it's Schwab himself, Harari, Putin, Obama, anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. It's Antichrist. And here we have Nancy Pelosi, jumping ship again. Nancy Pelosi has called for the strongest possible military retaliation of Russia's attack on Ukraine following meetings with officials in Warsaw and Kiev. We should not be deterred, she says. U.S. should go to full war with Russia, even if it leads to a nuclear war. Can you imagine the insanity of this? And she is basically mentally now handicapped like Biden. They're all mentally handicapped. And unfortunately, they're run by the satanic spirits that rule the earth. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I think most of the time when she's not paranoid and in dementia, she's probably on planet nine somewhere in her mind because she's wired up generally all the time. But listen to this one. This is Tulsi Gabbard. This was from the Quail Alert day before yesterday and the Neon Nettle. It says, Tulsi Gabbard warns Biden is just a front man for Barack Obama dictatorship in the USA, as the Democratic former congresswoman slams Biden's frontman position and the closet Obama regime.
Well, there it is, folks. But nobody's going to believe that Obama's reading it, even though leading all this, even though he is. Many, many, many Christians had visions that Barack Obama is the man of sin, the man of lawlessness. We're going to find out quick enough. The mere fact that he came out on TV and he really announced that he was running everything not very long ago. Final news article or whatever you want to say, Larry.
Yeah, I would just leave this for the weekend. May the 6th today, Monkey Works put out one. It says, you have been warned. And great concerns over a lot of U.S. Aircraft activity over Baltics and the Black Sea and Russia, Ukraine, Poland, and all that region. He says that Europe's facing a new war.
Yep, there we go, folks. Russian ship spotted near Hawaii grabs military attention amid the Ukraine war. Folks, anything can happen. You're going to wake up one time and it's going to be over. There is no such thing as normal anymore. not normal in solar activity, not normal in earthquakes, volcanoes, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up. Take care of yourselves. Get under the wings of Jesus.